America Weekend.
Thank you for coming along to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. How are you doing today? I just got a new phone. Now, let me say this. I'm very particular about my smartphone and my laptop and all of that, just because I have a certain idea of how I should proceed with my smartphone. Now, I have had a BlackBerry. I graduated from the BlackBerry to 3 different Droids. And I liked the Droid well enough. I had no problem with it. Yes, some of the functionality I didn't love. Yes, I know that the iPhone is much smarter in certain ways in when you're navigating your phone. But I was pretty happy with my Droid until it started to give me problems. And so I decided I will get a new phone. And I bowed to peer pressure and I decided to finally get the iPhone. Do I love it? No, I don't love it. Yes, there are some pieces of it that are very smart and easy to navigate. What I don't like about it is that I don't get my notification light when I have a text or a phone call. That really bothers me, I have to say. I also don't like the sound of the phone that much. But I think I'll live with it. I think I'll give it a shot for a couple of years and then maybe go back to a Galaxy. So I'm doing all this research on ways to improve your iPhone battery. And there's this article I found on CBSNews.com, 7 ways you're completely killing your iPhone battery. Apparently, I'm learning that the battery isn't the greatest on the iPhone. So people are always plugging their iPhone in and charging it. You know, you're always seeing it somewhere in a room. Here are a couple of things, or more than a couple of things, you should know about. If you think that plugging your iPhone into a computer will charge it, yes, but the computer has to be active. So make sure that if you're plugging into your USB, that the computer is on, not in sleep or standby mode, because that can cause problems. And in fact, it can actually drain your battery. So that is something to be aware of. I've heard this before, that exposing your phone to extreme temperatures can be a problem. So avoid exposing the iPhone to temperatures higher than 95 degrees, which is good to know if you're in the middle of a heat wave. And also if it's too cold, if you're in a very cold environment, you may see that the charge starts to diminish really quickly. And that is because of the extreme temperatures. If you're a Facebook addict and you're always on Facebook, using the Facebook app apparently also drains the battery quickly. They say the Facebook app may be to blame if the battery starts to drain down. So, you know, I would just say look at Facebook on your computer. I don't know that you need to look at it on your phone all the time. There are many settings on the iPhone that you should know about. There's low power mode on the settings. And so what happens is when you go into low power mode, it's able to conserve the battery better for you. So it helps to do that by reducing brightness and disabling certain features like AirDrop and iCloud sync that sucks up a lot of your energy. So that is important to know. Searching for a signal in low service areas, like if you're in a subway or something like that, underground, that also can really drain the battery. So you want to make sure that it's not always searching for a better signal. You can turn that off as well. Now, if you're one of these people who want to know about everything, you have notifications turned on for everything, that is going to drain your battery as well. So you want to be picky about your notifications. You know, maybe just choose 2 or 3 and not have it all on all the time, constantly being notified. And finally, there is an auto brightness feature on your phone, on your iPhone. And if you dim the brightness on your phone, it will help to conserve your battery. They also have it with hours where you can have it go down a little bit, the light go down a little bit at night. And so the lighting adjusts in the evening. So these are all in the settings feature on your iPhone. You can navigate that and look around and see what you can do to help eliminate some of the battery drain that is going on your iPhone. And here I am, an iPhone user just like so many people. I did cave. I'm Valerie Smaldone. A pleasure to be with you on America Weekend.
America. Welcome to American Biker Minute. $3,000 for a brand new 250cc assembled in China, or a hardly ridden 2002 Harley-Davidson Sportster with under 5,000 miles. Which is the better deal and why? Are you kidding? Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Decide between this brand new Chinese 250cc, on an ugly bike by any means, yet absolute crap when parked next to any Harley-Davidson Sportster. Power comparison, 250cc on the Chinese putter, 1200cc for the Sportster, 67 ponies for the little hog, a measly 14 horsepower for the two-wheel egg roll. You have three large to spend on a motorcycle, oversized bicycle, or American-made real steel with the power to strip a rear tire in less than a minute. American Biker Minute, your passport to the road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Economist Linda Babcock found that almost half of all men negotiate for higher pay when considering a new job.
Only one out of eight women will do the same.
No matter what your gender is, here are three tips to get what you want.
First, remember that money isn't the only currency. Time or flexibility may be more important to you.
Second, know where you stand. Use a site like salary.com to compare pay for similar positions in your area.
Third, highlight successes. Talk about actual results you've achieved in the past. For example, I saved my employer $10,000 a year with this idea.
Explain why you deserve more, and you'll likely get more. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.